All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts. Here at the Sideshow Network, go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea, you want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 65 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, some of you are regular listeners, and I appreciate it, and you may have noticed there wasn't a podcast last week. Well, that's because Thanksgiving, I spent the weekend going to Jakarta. Yeah, I was in Indonesia. There was a huge wedding. The entertainment was Peebo Bryson, Lisa Stansfield, and Incognito. And they hired me to host and try to, you know, get the crowd going and into it. I do jazz cruises. That's where the owner of the Jakarta Jazz Festival first saw me, and he invited me to do this. It was great. It was an interesting experience. One thing, big surprise, I bumped into like a bike hangout at a mall in Jakarta. Yeah, middle of Jakarta, amidst 3 million scooters were a bunch of Harleys and Ducatis. So that was kind of cool. And the wedding was just unbelievable. Check my Facebook page. I have some pictures. Let me tell you something. If you have $1 million to throw a party, it's a hell of a party. This is what I learned about Jakarta. Don't try to go without a blank page in your passport, because they will not let you on the plane nor in the country. Now, here's the upside of that lesson. If you ever need a passport really fast, go to the federal building the day before a holiday. I went on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They had me in and out of there passported in 90 minutes because they wanted to go home. So that's what happened to me last week. It was a great trip. It was a lot of flying, a 10-hour layover in Tokyo, blah, blah, blah. First world problems. I live them. But that's what my deal was. So I came back, and I'll be honest. I wasn't going to record a podcast. It's Christmas time. As cynical as I am, I actually do enjoy the Christmas holiday season. That's right, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. I enjoy the winter solstice. I only say that because it really pisses him off. But anyway, it is a time of year where people's attitudes do change. We try to be a little nicer to each other, a little happier, maybe a spirit of giving. I'm fine with the commercialization. Listen, giving gifts, getting gifts, Black Friday. I'm not going to be another guy who jumps on that and talks about what the spiritual part of Christmas and how that's lost to the material part. We all know about that. We're all in the malls taking our beatings. Or have you ever shopped online? I'm not talking buy. Have you ever looked at something online? Looked at a pair of rubber boots, and suddenly you start getting rubber boot ads from any and every company on earth that has ever made a rubber boot? So I'm used to all that. That's okay. But I was like, you know, I don't want to do another podcast with the same old thing. You know, the hatred, the greed, the racism, that just, you know, it's a never ending thing. And yeah, I was just going to leave it alone. But, you know, we've reached a new low. Okay. We've reached a new low. God bless the spirit and the memory. We lost Nelson Mandela. That was painful. Just truly a leader, a freedom fighter. You know, they asked me to write a quote about him, and he truly was like a beacon of freedom for a generation. And he led to the end of apartheid. Just what more can you say about him? Well, I'll tell you what more can be said about him. Senator Ted Cruz, we all know Ted, one of our crazy right-wing Republicans from Texas. Senator Ted Cruz wrote a tribute to Nelson Mandela on his Facebook. Now, you have to understand how difficult that must have been for him or whoever on his staff wrote it, because Nelson Mandela is a black person from a foreign country. Right there, Ted Cruz's head starts spinning around and think, but he wrote it. He wrote, and it was a fitting and respectful tribute. I'm going to read you a little bit of it. Nelson Mandela will live in history as an inspiration for defenders of liberty around the globe. He stood firm for decades on the principle that until all South Africans enjoyed equal liberties, he would not leave prison himself, declaring in his autobiography, "Freedom is indivisible." Now, that's just part of what Ted wrote. Now, again, this is on Ted Cruz's Facebook page. I hope you weren't driving when I said that, because now you hit the car in front of you. I'm sorry. I had to say it. This is on Ted Cruz's page. Here's the reaction from his Tea Party supporters. "Let's not forget Mandela called Castro's communist revolution a source of inspiration. Mandela was a communist trained by the KGB. Now South Africa is worse for both whites and blacks. Reagan put the African National Congress, Mandela's organization, on a terrorist list," and on and on. My point, they attacked Nelson Mandela. I've said it before and I'll say it again. There is no bottom. There's no bottom. When you find Nelson Mandela to be evil and you're angry at Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz, a man who is against health care for poor people, who's all for racism, who's for treating Mexicans as second-class citizens and not allowing gays to get married and controlling women's right to choose and all everything. He reached out to Nelson Mandela and said, "No, you're getting soft. You're growing soft. Unless you hate the African freedom fighters who are against apartheid along with everyone else on your list, Ted, you're no good. There's no bottom. There's no bottom." And you're like, wow, the man attacked Nelson Mandela. Well, what could be lower than that? How about Stuart Varney? Stuart Varney, for those who don't know, is a Fox News guy. I know you're shocked to hear that. He does Fox Business News and basically hates poor people. And he hates poor people for being poor. It's obviously their own fault. And to him, it would be immoral, wrong to pay fast food workers more than $15 an hour. As a matter of fact, I'm paraphrasing, but basically when interviewed about it, he said, before he even talked, he said, "Okay, forget about the whole they're struggling to feed their family thing. Let's take that off the table. And why shouldn't we? Why should we include that in the argument to give them a living wage, the fact that they're trying to feed their families? Poor bastards." He went a step farther. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but recently, the Pope spoke out against unfettered capitalism. The Pope said, basically, we have to come up with something in our world's economy to help the poor people, to give them opportunities to join in, etc., etc. The Pope, Varney attacked. The Pope doesn't know anything about it. The Pope should stay out of finances. Don't let the, you know, God and money that I can serve. Like, he was basically like, I can have God and be rich. The Pope is wrong on this one. John Stewart, just look up The Daily Show, John Stewart and Stuart Varney. John Stewart handled it beautifully. I think the best one. I'm going to quote John Stewart. You're going up against the Pope on how to help the poor? The Pope doesn't come around the way you work and slap Jamie Dimon's dick out of your mouth. Jamie Dimon's a CEO who, of course, Barney loves because he's crazy rich. The CEO of McDonald's, and I'm not making McDonald's a bad guy in this, but this is just an example. The CEO of McDonald's makes $8.75 million a year, okay? The McDonald's worker that you and I run into who fixes your Big Mac or drops your fries, he's making $8.25. The CEO is making $8.75 million. And in Stuart Varney's world, that's fine. That's moral. Immoral is trying to get that $8.25 worker to $15 an hour. Or we all know the story of Walmart by now. If you don't, Walmart held a food drive at Walmart for Walmart employees. Let me say that again. Walmart held a food drive for Walmart employees because they don't pay them enough to buy food. So for the holidays, if they wanted to eat, yeah. The Walton family is worth approximately $140 billion. That's a family that owns Walmart. Listen, I got no beef against them. Good for you. You know, your father, your grandfather, whoever built the company, just took over, ran everybody else out of business and built this empire. That's fine. But if you have $144 billion, let's say you take $4 billion and pay all your employees a decent wage, do you notice? Is there something you can't get with $140 billion? Do you really sit around like, man, we ain't going to make it to the end of the month on $140 billion. We need that last $4 billion. I don't know. I don't understand it. It baffles me. I don't make that kind of money, so I can't say I'm fortunate. I make a great wage. I have a good life. I'm not knocking any of that. I'm not knocking anyone who makes money. I just don't understand that. And the people like Stuart Varney, who not only make great money, but they're mad at people who are poor for wanting more. It literally, like we're living with Oliver Twist or Scrooge or something. So here's my thing, and this is it. This is where I'm at now, okay? Oh, one more thing. They blame the poor people. They say that they're starving because they eat processed foods, so that makes them fat. So these poor bastards are actually fat and starving at the same time. How dare you? How dare you buy cheap food that's the only thing you can afford and get fat and not be starved? I don't even understand the logic, but all of that to say this, I finally agree with the right wing on something. Yeah, I said it. I agree with the right wing on something. You know what I agree with them? Jesus needs to get back here. Jesus can't get back here soon enough. Boy, I hope I see the day. These are the people always claiming Jesus as their own. I would love to see the day that they had to stand before Jesus. You know Jesus. Jesus wasn't big on the bankers. Like, Jesus literally called out the money changers by name. Do you want to be in that group that Jesus called out by name? Apparently you do, Mr. Varney, and good luck with that. I just want Jesus, just come on back, Jesus. Come on back. Look, wipe us out. I'm okay with Armageddon and pestilence and whatever else you bring. Just let me live long enough to see one of these guys look you in the eye and be like, hey, Jesus, you know that whole Pope and the poor thing? I was just kidding. I was just joking on that one. So I agree with the right. Jesus, get back here. Jesus may have given up. We may have reached the point where Jesus is like, listen, they've reached the level of evil we never imagined in good old Sodom and Gomorrah. I got to let them go. I honestly don't know. God bless us children, everyone. Yes, Mr. O'Reilly, I said it. Come on back, Jesus. You're our only hope. Yeah, I'm quoting Star Wars now. Done. Rest in peace, Paul Walker. It's sad. Obviously ironic, but sad how he died, how young he died. Guy made fun movies. That's all I'm going to say about him. He made fun movies. He seemed like a good guy. You know, not asshole Hollywood star, but a genuinely good guy. And, you know, there's going to be all kind of talk about how he died in the car and shouldn't have been driving fast and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not getting into any of that. I drive fast. I've driven too fast. Anyone who's driven a sports car has driven too fast. It was a horrible accident, and it's too bad that those two guys died. And again, so sad, and the world lost something. But what an example he was, Nelson Mandela. So rest in peace. We lost two good ones, and I'm not equating them. I'm just saying we lost them both this week. Jesus, I wish us luck. People, do yourself a favor. Check out John Stewart on Stewart Varney. And as always, check out Steve Marmel's blog, because, listen, I get tired of the anger, but Steve can handle it every day, and he's all over him. I hope you're having a happy holiday, happy Hanukkah. Christmas is coming up. I hope good luck at the mall. Don't look at rubber boots on the internet, because if you do, you're just going to get more rubber boot emails than you could possibly imagine. And if they say free shipping, take them up on it and send somebody something. And you know something? I'm okay with them raising the wages at McDonald's, because if I got to pay, you know, an extra 39 cent for a burger, I'm going to go ahead and live with that, because, I ain't making CEO money. I ain't making $8.75 million, but I bet he could get away without the .75. What's that, Mr. Varney? He needs that .75 million? Well, let me just shut my socialist ass up. I love you guys. Happy winter solstice. This is Alonzo Bowden. Take care.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.